The knock on Kovac's door came about 8:30 a.m. on August 22, 2002. The people on the porch called out, "Federal agents!" Kovac and his wife, Barbara, opened the door, looking dazed. Then they swung it wide to let in a team of four armed Fish and Wildlife Service officers, accompanied by two state game officers. The team's leader, Agent Holt, carried a search warrant, signed by a judge, allowing her to seize any of Kovac's business or personal records, including photos, invoices, telephone bills, bank records, price lists, receipts, or anything else relating to the shipment of orchids from 1997 to the present. She was also allowed to confiscate all orchids that were brought in from Peru and/or foreign countries on or about June 4, 2002. To be sure the team grabbed the right plants, Holt had brought along someone who seldom got a chance to go on a raid, the agency's top expert on orchids, Roddy Gable. Gable already knew Kovac's name. A few years before, Kovac had called Gable's office to report orchid smuggling he said he had witnessed in Vietnam. But he had no proof, Gable recalled, so the Fish and Wildlife Service could do nothing about his allegations. Now, facing a raid team looking for evidence of orchid smuggling in their own home, Kovac and his wife were obviously taken completely unawares, Gable said years later. I think they were still asleep. They were, until they saw all the armed officers waiting outside the door. The sight of all those guns woke them up faster than a blaring alarm clock. They came in like a freaking SWAT team, Kovac recalled years later. The officers told the couple they weren't allowed to touch any of their belongings during the search because it was potential evidence. Then the agents set to work rooting through the house, examining every scrap of paper they could find. They also videotaped the whole inside of the house in case they had to come back, so they'd know where everything was, Kovac said. It's total fascist Gestapo nonsense. Gable, meanwhile, headed for the greenhouses to look for illegal plants. He wasn't impressed by what he saw there. Despite his big-time discovery, Kovac struck Gable as strictly a small-timer, with a greenhouse to match. It was really a backyard hobby greenhouse, not like you see with some people who have acres and acres of glass walls, he said. As Gable examined Kovac's plant collection, nothing struck him as out of the ordinary. All the labels appeared to match what was growing in the pots, the Maxillarius, the Cymorchus, the Odontoglossums, the Epidendrums, and so forth. He saw no sign of Phragmopedium kovacii. Nevertheless, Gable and his colleagues seized 385 orchids, which, according to Kovac, were the ones he'd toted in two suitcases through the Miami airport. The Peruvian plants, even the plain ones, all went into a truck headed for the U.S. Botanical Garden in Washington, D.C., to be held as evidence. During the two-hour search, Holt also seized a laptop computer, lots of business receipts and records, and one item that Kovac later said made him particularly angry: his draft proposal for a reality television show called The Orchid Hunter, which was to star one Michael Kovac. You know that show, The Crocodile Hunter? I was experimenting with a show that could be like that, he told a reporter several months later. This week, Maxillaria, and next week, Kovacii.